The epistle for the second Sunday after Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly. Who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. The hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep, and the hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Please be seated. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's very fitting that Good Shepherd Sunday is a part of the Paschal season, the Easter season. I mean, one we look at by our Lord's death and resurrection, he proved to be truly the good shepherd for all of us. On the cross, he laid down his life for his sheep. And then after his resurrection, he gathered together his flock and appointed Peter to be the shepherd here on earth to replace him. And so we see very, very clearly our Lord giving us that example. And our Lord is the good shepherd. He looks after his sheep. He looks after his flock, trying to give us then the path to salvation, to help us to reach that goal. And that's why very clearly when our Lord said in the Gospel of St. John, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," that it is very true for us to follow the example of our Lord. He is the path for us. He is the way that we have. And also because of the words that our Lord speaks, the truth that he speaks, we know that we must follow him and that he'll give us life everlasting. So this simple quote that we see is something that we must try to live by. And that's where then it helps us to understand with this Good Shepherd Sunday, as I say, very fitting that it's a part of the Easter season. At the very beginning of the Mass itself, it talks about the mercy of God, misericordia, a fitting attribute of the Good Shepherd. I mean, that is the imagery that is given to us of how the good shepherd goes after the lost sheep. I mean, he's willing to leave the 99 that are there because one sheep is gone astray. So he seeks after that sheep. And that's where he rejoices over finding that one lost sheep. And in some ways, it's similar to another parable that we find in sacred scripture, the parable of the prodigal son. Again, looking at the mercy of Almighty God, because the prodigal son is like that lost sheep. Wanders astray, takes his inheritance, wastes all the inheritance, and then ends up living like with the pigs in the mire of sin, until he finally realizes that he must come home, he must come back. But for him, he is willing to come back as a servant. But his father rejoices over the fact that he comes back. And so again, the imagery that is given to us of the mercy of Almighty God, of how God is willing to take back our souls at any point, and that's why I mentioned with the Easter duty, the obligation that we have to that. But yet, of how merciful God is to us, that he brings us back into the fold and rejoices from that fact. If you look at the collect of today's Mass, it points out how the Good Shepherd snatches souls away from peril, the peril of death, in order to bring them to the everlasting joys. So again, we see, for us to understand who is the Good Shepherd, one that looks after his sheep, one that takes care of his sheep, tries to snatch them away from the perils of death in order to bring them to life everlasting. And so that's why I say when we look at that our Lord is the way, the truth, and the life, he has established the path for us to follow. He has given us the means to reach everlasting life. And so then we see how he looks after all of our souls. And obviously, traditionally, with Good Shepherd Sunday, there's also a chance to speak about vocations. As I mentioned, we have the collection to try to help with vocations. For Good Shepherd Sunday, now the seminary, they go to different chapels. One, I think, as a means to show the example of all of the seminarians that are there, studying at the seminary, preparing, God willing, for a vocation. So we had a few that passed through Denver on their way to Phoenix, because this year they're going to Phoenix for a Good Shepherd Sunday. Maybe at some point we will have them here. God only knows. But one, I think it is good then to see the souls that are studying for the priesthood or the religious life. We've had the monks pass through several times. We made trips to the monastery, to some of the convents, as a means to try to help our children to understand God may be calling them. But how few souls listen to that. And not just, we see, obviously, the crisis in the church and the lack of vocations that is out in the conciliar church itself. But even from the fact of our own children, a lot of times, do they consider a vocation? Because it's very easy just to go through our education, and for us, we just look to the next step. Whether it's a job, whether it's college. But there is not really that thought of looking at vocations. And wondering, is this what God wants from me? Because for the souls of the world, yes, they find themselves content with the world around them. Not heeding the voice that comes from God, or not even allowing God to speak to them. But this Good Shepherd calls. And that's where we see that, you know, many may be called, but then few are chosen. And that's something that our Lord says over and over again in sacred scripture. With different parables, different things, that many souls maybe call into the religious life, but because they lack listening to that voice, they end up not following it. And so that's where it's important then to not only to look at Good Shepherd Sunday in terms of our Lord seeking after the lost sheep, going after those that go stray away from the path that they should be on. But it's important for us to also then to look at in terms of the Good Shepherd calling his sheep. Calling them specifically then to the religious life. A greater union with him. But as I say, how many souls don't heed that voice? Or we can look at it in terms of whether the families provide that opportunity for the children or not. Do they give them that chance to listen to the voice of God? Because we continue to pray for more vocations, and obviously the support that we try to give to the vocations that are studying right now, whether in the religious life, the seminary. But because of the crisis in the church and because of that, the crisis in the world, we can say, there are a lack of vocations, a lack of souls that are willing to listen to that. And so that's where the question becomes, why? I mean, obviously the call of the world is so very strong to souls that for them, they don't even then consider that God may be calling them to give up everything, give up a family, give up their own family themselves, give up their friends, give up the world around them. And so that's where it's important for us then to not only look at the Good Shepherd as looking after the lost sheep, but the Good Shepherd calling those to a greater union with him. That they follow more clearly than the way, the truth, and the life. And so as I say, with the collect of the mass, we see that the Good Shepherd will try to grab the souls away from the perils of death. And those perils of death can be very easily seen in our modern world today. Perils to the soul. Souls that can easily be lost because of being out in the world. And so that's why it's important for us to pray for vocations, but then not only just to pray for them, but then to also to give them the grounds for them to grow. That our families allow that. That our families give that opportunity for their children to consider a vocation. Because then we wonder how many vocations are lost because there is not that opportunity for them. And God forbid, that could be the families themselves. Obviously, it's the world. Or it could be the individual soul not wanting that vocation. But again, you go back to St. John Bosco where he says, in a family, one out of three children have a vocation. I mean, if that's the case, then we can say many children have not listened to that. Now, obviously, all families are different. The calling from God is truly a calling to that individual soul. But if St. John Bosco were to say that, it obviously has not proved to come to fruition because we still lack vocations. There is still so much work that is out there. There's so much that needs to be done. But yet, because of lack of vocations, we don't have that opportunity. And that's where then we have to try to not only pray, but to give that fertile ground for vocations to grow. Because that's why our Lord had said, as the Good Shepherd, he says, I know mine and mine know me. Which is very true. We hear the voice of our Lord and we know we must follow that. And he knows our souls. And he knows what we should try to do with our lives. And so therefore he tries to guide us to that path. But there can be that resistance to that. So as I say, when our Lord says he is the way, the truth, and the life, how true it is for all of us to follow that, but then yes, for others to have a greater union with God through the religious life, of being a consecrated soul to God, of offering their life to God. Because that is the path for them to save their soul. But then it's also through their religious vocation can also be a path that can help other souls to be saved. And so on this Good Shepherd Sunday, yes, we consider the mercy of Almighty God. We consider how good he was for giving up his life for us. But that generosity, we can return to that, if it's God's will, that we give up our life for God. That we too offer our life to Almighty God. It is a great sacrifice, very truly. But if that's the path that God has chosen for us to save our soul, then that generosity that we must try to give to God. And so yes, let us pray for vocations. Let us continue to offer that to God and asking for vocations, asking for those souls that are willing to accept then this call from God. Because for some, that is the path that God has chosen for them to save their soul. Will they listen to that voice or not? As I say, how many souls maybe have possibly heard that voice and ignored it, walked away from it? And so that's what we must continue to try to pray for. Yes, the Good Shepherd will seek after his sheep, but he also gave us free will. And so that's up to us whether we accept that or not. He seeks after us, yes. Rejoices when he finds a lost sheep. But not all the sheep will come back into the fold. Some will stay on their own path. And it's a path that may not lead to life everlasting. So it's something very important for us to pray for. To pray for the Good Shepherd to call his sheep, but then for the sheep to listen. To know the voice of their shepherd. Because the Lord laid down his life for his sheep in order for us to have life everlasting. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.